Welcome to the Angus Life Podcast. I'm your host, Tina Zukowski, Director of Communications with the Canadian Angus Association.
This is the fourth episode of our Angus Life Podcast, and I'm going to call this one the executive episode. We're in Edmonton, where we just wrapped up the fall board meeting, and the national show at the 50th anniversary edition of Farm Fair is about to get underway. I am joined today by our Canadian Angus Association Board of Directors executive. We're going to start with introductions. Please also say when you joined the board and why you decided to accept the nomination to join the Canadian Angus Association board in the first place.
I'm Ronnie Ford. I joined the Canadian Angus Association board of directors in 2020. I guess it's always something I wanted to do is be on the national level with the Canadian Angus Association and learn some of the policies and governance that is taking place.
I've been very heavily involved in Maritime PEI Angus Association. We have a sale in the Maritimes every fall, the Atlantic Production Sale. I'm very heavily involved in that. I've been involved on the PEI Association for over 20 years, and I feel that I wanted to take my knowledge that I've had from my PEI and the Maritime level and bring it to the Canadian Angus National Board.
I'm Tom DeWall, and I am the National Director from British Columbia and also the Canadian Angus Association past president. I served on the board of the BC Angus Association for several years, and I was president there probably for 4 or 5 years before I joined the national board. There's a desire for me to try to help improve things. So that's one of the reasons why I let my name stand. I've been here since 2018. I'm probably the oldest member on the board right now, but I can honestly say that there's been a lot of things that have changed since I've been on here, and I believe lots of it's all to the better.
I'm Greg Pugh. I came on the board in 2020 as well. I guess I echo Tom a little bit too, where I served on the Alberta board for a good number of years, both on the board and on the executive. It became kind of just a natural progression for me to want to serve the membership at another level. So when the opportunity was presented to me and I was nominated to come to the national board, I was excited to get to do so. You know, it's an honor to be on the board. I do appreciate time that we get to share on the board and some of the progressions that we are doing as a board to further the association and to support the Canadian cattle industry.
I appreciate you taking the time to join me to record this episode. Let's start with some highlights.
One thing that was a takeaway from the meeting as we looked at the financials for the year is, you know, the increase in registrations that we have. We're seeing a higher number of registrations for 2024 calving year, as well as an increase in memberships. So with declining cow herd in the country, it's really positive to be in the breed where we are actually increasing our memberships, as well as increasing the number of cattle that are getting registered. It's wonderful to see the people inside of the industry see the value in having a registration paper with the Canadian Angus Association. That's indicated in the number of registration increases. That's a really good highlight on a year for as many years as I've been on the board. It's just really positive to see an increase with a decrease in cow herd.
Ronnie, what are some things that stand out to you that were discussed at this meeting?
So I guess a big challenge that we have right now that we talked a lot about is the DNA challenge, the problems that have arisen the last couple of months from the membership and the DNA work that they've been requesting on their calves. And this is just a temporary challenge, and we're hoping to have it rectified and working good within the next month. When anytime you do any kind of software changes, there's always hiccups. And this was a big hiccup to us because we had done quite a number of changes, but we feel it's a good decision. It's going to be an improvement and a betterment of the DNA work at the association. One positive outcome that we've seen with the DNA change is that all the samples come to the office now. We have taken away that step of errors or any kind of problem in the samples that would have delayed the processing. But by the samples coming to the office, we can pick up those errors or anything wrong with the samples right away. It's better for everybody if we can get these problems corrected before they're being sent anywheres.
Very good point, Ronnie. It's definitely improved efficiency. Tom, you're the most experienced member of our executive team. What's a highlight that was accomplished at this meeting?
My biggest takeaway from this meeting would be we got to witness Angus Works and Angus Home in motion. It's not completely perfect yet, but we can see today what members are going to be benefiting from as soon as this is rolled out. And one thing's for certain, don't get me wrong, it's not completely perfect. And I can tell you this much, that I really like what I see. I'm happy because this isn't getting rolled out until it's right. What we see so far, it looks really encouraging. There's still some work that needs to be done. And I'm certain that when it does get rolled out, that people are going to find it extremely beneficial. There's a lot of things there that you can do as far as management and your own herd. And you can see that there's a lot of practical things that are going to be beneficial to most producers. So I'm really excited about it. Yeah, there's probably people out there saying, why don't we have it yet? But I'm really proud of the fact that when we roll this out, it's going to be ready to roll. One thing about it, Tina, when we start talking about Angus Works, Angus Homes, whether we start talking about DNA, doesn't matter what kind of a program that we start on, I think we can relate it to the first time that you operated a baler that had automatic net wrap. I can remember sitting in the cab of the tractor and looking at that computer wondering, I was amazed for the simple reason being I didn't know how to operate that, and I was petrified by it. And after we got going with it and we learned what was there to be learned, we noticed that it wasn't all that bad. Today, when we crawl in that tractor and we start making bales, that John Deere baler makes me look like a professional farmer because it comes out with a perfect bale. And that's just because we learned how to run that computer. And I think today, with a lot of the programs that the Angus Association has got going, I believe that we're going to find that if you take the time and learn how these programs are going and have patience with these programs, that these programs are going to be beneficial for you and your family for years and years to come. You've got a board of directors and you've got a staff that only have one interest, and that is to make you the ownership, confident in what we do, and you've got a product that you can be proud to use.
I'd follow it up with, I mean, when we come to the board level, we're always in strategic planning mode. So we're taking the information that we get from the members, whether that's phone calls direct or through the staff or whichever direction the information comes to us. And we break it down and we process it. And because our board is designed to be looking in a larger scope of years down the road, whether it's 2, 5, 10 years, whatever that number is, we're trying to continue with the momentum the association has gained over the last number of years since its inception. As there has been a call for more tools, more efficiencies, more processes that make our membership's lives a little bit simpler and a little bit easier, we continue down that path to continue to find those efficiencies and use that inside of our strategic plan to better support the membership. The nice part about having as many directors as we do on the board and having them from all across the country is that chances are, if you're a member and you're listening to this, you know one of us personally. So we're easy to contact. You can phone any of us anytime and bring your questions forward, because I can say for all the years I've been on the board, there's nothing that we won't discuss. If you bring it forward to us, we will discuss it and we will see what we can do. I mean, we're here to support the membership at the basis of everything. We're here to maintain the registry. And the nice part about the services that we have is that if you're in a position where the services aren't for you, you're not maybe wanting to use as much DNA collection, or you know, collection of performance weights on your animals isn't something that is undesirable for you, that's fine. If you want to use our system as just entirely a registry system and you want pedigrees on your registered cattle, you can do that as well. So the nice part about this association specifically is everybody has the opportunity to use the services that are provided. And if they're not something that is an efficiency for your operation, that's fine as well. We want to be able to support the whole membership into what their business practices are. You know, we will continue to do that. And we're encouraged by the responses that we get.
I guess just one other follow-up. So now that we've wrapped up our board meetings, we'll all go back to our regions and we'll come across members the next few days that will be asking us, so what did you discuss at your board meetings? There's information that we discuss around our table that we can't talk about. And anybody who has been involved on national boards will understand that. And you know what? What we're discussing is opportunities for the future. That's what we're working on. And these kind of things take time. And we don't want to have the membership be told information that we don't know how long it's going to take to develop it or to have the policy in place. I guess we just ask that they believe in what we're doing around the table. We are there for a reason, and we're all wanting to do the betterment of the association. It's a time that we work on developing programs and policies for the membership.
We've deviated from board meeting highlights, but I think this is a great conversation, and I'd like to steer the conversation further into what it's like to serve on the board. I'm just going to interject here that for anybody who's listening and who is hoping to just hear highlights of the meeting, they will be posted on our website and included in the Angus Life monthly newsletter, so you can check them out there. There's potential for significant changeover in the makeup of the board. Three directors eligible for a second term and Tom retiring from. How has serving on the Canadian Angus Association National Board differed from your experience of serving on your regional association?
I'm coming into my fifth year on the Canadian Angus Board, and so much knowledge and information pertaining to the Angus breed that I'm taking away from this and what I'm learning from it too, because of all the DNA work that's being done, all the data and research. And I think that's where our breed is. It's to be able to give the tools to the breeders to better their herds. And that's what everybody is trying to do. There's so much to choose from in genetics out there, and there's something for everyone's herd. And I really feel that we are in a time which is really good in the Angus breed. And I'm enjoying every minute of being here, the people I've met, things I've learned, the board meetings, what we come away with from that. It's all positive. And I think if anybody is interested in that sort of thing, definitely reach out and keep it in contact with people that are on the board. And you may have an opportunity to get on your association board too and participate and help in the breed.
I'd like to add on to that too, Tina. When I served on the provincial board in British Columbia, we were just always looking at regional problems. Yeah, it's great to be able to solve a lot of the regional problems, but you don't get an opportunity to influence change within the industry. Being here for 7 years and seeing some of the things that I helped influence while I was here, I think that there's a lot of positives that I'll be able to take away from that. And not only that, I've met some incredibly wonderful people. And you know something? The friendships that we've made over the years, the camaraderie of these people, I still reach out and talk to a lot of these people today. And I have the utmost respect for everyone that's gone to this port because they've given of themselves to try to make our industry more better and more positive.
For me, maybe it's just a little bit of a different outlook on it. I have the youngest that's on the board from serving on the provincial board to moving to this board. One thing that I have really appreciated is it's not the quote unquote good old boys club. It's not a bunch of aged gentlemen that are on this board that have adequate ideas as to what the direction of what the breed association needs to go. Everybody on the board has been supportive of every age demographic. My grandma always said to me, if you want to be involved in your community, you can't be afraid to serve. And I always took that to heart. And I felt that if I'm passionate about the breed, I feel like the opportunity is ever presented to me, as it was to serve on this board, I wanted to do that. I feel like we're trying to do really good work for the industry, and we're offering great opportunities to continue to strengthen this cow herd. And we're in a time right now where this Canadian cow herd is going to rebuild. As a breed association, if we can be part of that and we can help our membership in turn help their customers to rebuild this cow herd and strengthen the whole Canadian industry, I think as a board, that's a great focus that we all have. And I think it's something that we all share together. The provincial association is more of an operational board where you're more involved with the day-to-day operations as to where the direction of that board goes. The way our structure is set up on the Canadian Angus Association's national board is that everybody has an equal voice because we're not operational. We're not inundated with what's happening on the day-to-day with the operation. We hire a CEO, the CEO hires a staff, and then we're able to execute what our goals are and relating back to our strategic planning through our CEO and through our staff. And with our governance structure that comes with this board, one really neat thing and one of the differences comes from that is everybody has a voice from every region on this board. We can talk very freely. We can support each other in decisions that we can make. And the neat part about that is we discuss things thoroughly every opportunity that we can.
Another thing too is this board is not gender specific. There's been lots of females that have joined this board, and they have brought a lot of real insight to this board because we notice when we drive around the country and we see people on their own farms working, and there's lots of females that are out feeding cattle every day. They're calving cows and so on and so forth. Their voice is just as powerful as any guy that's out there. So I would think that if there's a gal that's sitting at home right now and thinking, I could do some good on this national board, by all means, throw your hat in the ring.
Just one other comment that I will make on that too is when we look at the regions we're serving on the national board, don't feel intimidated by where you're from. You have as much to offer on the round table of the board of directors as anybody else. We all have a voice. We all contribute to decision-making, and it's just a very good feeling to be a part of that.
That's absolutely true. Some of the best ideas have come from some of the smallest provinces out there. You just have to have a love for this industry. I don't think there's anybody out there that walks away from the board after they've served on it that says, geez, I'm glad to be gone. I believe that everybody that's served on the board has walked away from it knowing that they have learned something. And for sure that they've added some kind of a positive influence.
On our board, everybody is allowed to speak their piece and have a voice. And so with some of the conflicting views that we have, we're able to come to a consensus as to the direction of where we need to go, whether it's policy work, whether it's new innovative ideas that we're working on. We do believe in working together, and we do believe in creating a consensus to move forward with our different directions and regarding policy and whatever.
I've been here 7 years. We've seen some interesting things happen. We've seen some interesting things that have been presented to the board. Our board today is constantly changing. It's constantly improving. And I think our industry is improving along with it. I wish right now I could stay for another 3 years. There's so many programs going right now that I would love to see the end result to. I'd love to be involved with it in the next 2-3 years to see what's going to come out of some of these programs that have been initiated today. Like, I'm excited about what I see today, but I would really love to be there for those programs when they get rolled out. Get on board right now because you're going to see a lot of stuff that's really interesting.
Yeah, Tom, and I'll make another comment on that too. I got one more year on the board, and I can see it that when I'm done in another year, that's going to be a big void for me from what I'm learning and taking away from here. I'm thoroughly going to miss being on the Canadian Angus Board of Directors.
Next question I'd like to ask is, as you reflect back on your time on board so far, is what are you most proud of accomplishing?
Thanks, Tina. I'll lead on that one. I'm proud of the fact that when I came onto the board, I seen some things there that I wanted to change. I would say that there's been lots of the things that I wanted to change that really didn't need to be changed. But I'm proud of the fact that we hired a CEO that I felt has been great for this association. He's been a very, very move forward type of a person. We've got new programs that have been made available over the years. Our strategic plan is being constantly looked at, and we're building on the strategic plan and moving the association in a forward direction. And the outlook for this board is going to be something really, really exciting. with this new stuff that's coming on. It's a wonderful thing. I'm proud of the people that we've worked with. I'm humbled and really honored in the fact that I've been able to work with some really great people. That they all spoke their minds, and we tried to put policies and programs in place that were beneficial for everyone. I am really, really proud of the fact that it didn't matter what kind of a program that we put into place. We always, always remained with the idea that it was up to the producer, up to our ownership, up to our members, whether or not they wanted to participate in those programs. And I'm hopeful that going forward, it always remains that way. I think the future of the association is extremely bright. There's been some great, great people that have served for this association. And I'm really excited with what's coming down the pipe, but I'm really excited to see who the next people are that are going to be serving this association.
I look at the association, and what really pleases me with what we're doing is the financial situation. Yes, we are very financially healthy, but to promote and to develop new programs, we have to be a profitable association. This doesn't come easy. We always have members who will express their concern for fees and that sort of thing, but they're all being done for a purpose to develop new technology and efficiencies for the membership. I find it's very exciting to know what we're doing in the association, but it all comes to a cost, and those costs are for the betterment of the membership's needs in the association.
As I enter into the executive, I do have a reflection on where my pride comes from is the things to come. It's one of the interesting parts of being on an association that is of this scope and size as to how interconnected we are to the industry in general. I mean, we're at an unprecedented time inside of the cattle industry in North America. Our cow numbers are at an all-time low, but we are gaining momentum in terms of memberships and registrations inside of the breed. We're increasing our membership capacity. We're increasing the number of cows that are getting registered. And we're entering an era, once again, that is unprecedented. Just as we sit here at Farm Fair in the 50th anniversary, the barns are as full as I think I've ever seen them. And I think that we need to congratulate Farm Fair and the boards that sit there for putting together such a great exposition of livestock and of cattle to come into one area. I have a tremendous amount of pride in the opportunities that are coming down the pipe. I would talk about these two gentlemen here and the mentorship that they've brought back onto me. And I want to be able to provide that for the next executive or for the next board. I mean, we're just one piece of a very large puzzle. I am grateful for not only the two other fellows sitting on the executive here, but for the executives of the past. Graham McLean was our past president before Tommy. He passed just recently. And I just do want to give a shout out to him and his family for the contribution that Graham did to our association. It's never a good thing when we lose somebody. And we feel that inside of the board and inside of the breed. I think that where I'm going with that is just the reality of the fraternity that's created in the Angus breed is very tight-knit, and we're very, very supportive of one another. And I just think that all the metrics that we have of supporting each other moving forward as a board and as an association goes hand in hand. And I do have a lot of pride in being a part of this breed.
We've been having a really good conversation, and I hate to start drawing it towards a close, but we are getting long on time. So what else do you want to share? What do you want members to know?
I guess as my final thoughts in just my president's role is a very humbling experience for what I have gained on knowledge from the people that I've met on my term on the board and this year for the travel that I have been involved in so far. It's a very humbling opportunity to be just sitting on the executive and knowing that I'm helping in the decision making. I look at the executive, we're the leaders of the board. And to be honest, that wasn't my intention when I come on the Canadian Angus board was become president. It's something that comes to you. You don't go reaching for it. Graham McLean and myself, we connected on our travels. When Graham asked me, he was president at that point, and it was not something I had even thought. And I just kind of looked at Graham when he said, would you be interested in it? And I just said, I don't think I'm the person for that role. He said, yes, you are. He said, I think you would be a fine president to have representing the association. And for Graham to say that to me, I took that as an honor. The other guys on the executive with me, super great guys. We're all a little bit different in our personalities, and we all work off each other, which is what you want as an executive. You want to be able to help each other. And that's what I really like about it, is what we each contribute to make the puzzle complete. And then what we can bring back to our members. And we're here at Farm Fair. We're meeting a lot of the members. And they like that. They like to be able to engage with us. That's what we're here for. I have met an abundance of people over my last number of years on the board, and it'll be something that I will take away from here when I'm done. I've enjoyed every minute of it. I don't regret one thing of becoming a director on the Canadian Angus board, as it's a very humbling experience to be able to tell somebody that you sit on a national board.
Thanks, Ronnie. Tom, you're going to be retiring from the board soon. What are your final thoughts and reflections?
I don't know if you're looking for a piece of wisdom from Tom, Tina, if you're going to get much, but we have to remember the fact that we are the leading breed organization in North America, where 85% of the North American cow herd comes back to Black Red Angus genetics. We're in a position today that we're leading all other breeds, and we have to keep this breed moving forward, and we have to keep it out in the forefront. I'm just proud as punch that a ham and egg kid like myself from Prince George, BC, could come and serve on a national board, could actually be elevated to a president, and be able to put in my 10 cents and try to keep us out front and keep us competitive in beef business. I'm really proud of what we've done. I'm humbled that the people of British Columbia elected me to this position. I never, ever wanted to take that for granted. I always wanted to make sure that they were represented. But when you get to a national board, there's more than just the people that you represent. Now you're representing all the people of this country. And I certainly hope that the time that I spent here, that there wasn't disappointing for anyone. When I look at Graham's passing here recently, it's unfortunate that Graham didn't see the end of some of these programs that we're on right now, because some of these programs were ones that he helped institute. And it's been a positive life experience for me. We have some of the best people in the beef business on the board and as members of this association.
My final thoughts are that, and I don't say this lightly, but I do feel honored to be able to move into the position that I am moving into. And the two gentlemen that have done the podcasts with me here tonight have both been mentors and friends to me, been able to kind of help me develop myself to better serve the board. And we've had many presidents before that and past presidents that have shared their time with us. I mean, it's one thing about this board of directors and this association is that we are a fraternity and we are out there to support one another. And Graham did a wonderful service to this board, and to lose a man like that is a loss, not only to us as a breed and a fraternity, he's a loss to the industry. The people that came before me have set a really nice table for us to be able to do the work that we're doing. And I do believe that there's always more work to be done. So I just want to, everybody listening to this and the membership in general, I just wanted to give the reminder to everyone that it's your association. If you have ideas or vision, bring them forward. Contact a director. Contact the office. We do have many different ways for distribution of our own information. Angus Life monthly highlights as to what's going on with the association. There'll be highlights from the board meeting. I encourage you to watch your email. If you go over it, you have some questions, phone one of us, email one of us, stay in contact with us. If you don't get through to me, phone Tommy. If you don't get through to Tommy, phone Ronnie. Work your way down the list. We appreciate Miles and his staff to be able to have things like this podcast. I mean, it's probably a little bit out of our realm to sit down and do something like this. And once again, being a governance board, this isn't something we're going to sit down and do. Could you imagine if it was just the three of us sitting here trying to make this thing happen? And I do think that this is, you know, a fun and exciting way to kind of make a conversation happen.
we can share our thoughts and share our visions. We do appreciate the staff and Miles very much so for being able to provide these opportunities for us.
Thanks, Tina, for doing this podcast with your executive. I think it's been a really good time for us to connect together to give this podcast back to the membership and let them get to know us a little bit better on what we're kind of bringing forth to the board and what we're taking away from the board. None of us are taking this lightly, doing this podcast. We're all in it together, Canadian Angus Association, whether you're on the board of directors, you're a junior member, or you are someone who is no longer in the Angus industry, but still has a passion for the breed. We all have done it or are doing it because we love the breed. It's very exciting time to be involved in the Angus Association. I was down last weekend at the American Angus Convention in Fort Worth. A comment that I was heard from down there is, you never stop today. You're always looking into the future because things are constantly changing. And we see that all the time. And that's what we're doing here. We're looking at the future and the betterment of the breed. What can we do to help move that in that direction? I want to thank you guys. You guys are making this job a lot easier for me. I never did see myself in this role of being the Canadian president, but I'm thoroughly honored and I've got a great team beside me. Everything's great. I know there's problems right now with different things, but it's just hurdles. They will be fixed, overcome, and they're being worked at to get solved. Just be patient. We are working through it. And it will get better. And I just want to thank everyone that I have met since I came on the board. It's very humbling to meet so many people across the country. And, you know, when I do travel, my wife will say, who do you know? Like, you always seem to know somebody. Well, there's always somebody to talk to. And you know what? That's what I like to do is I like to talk. I like to meet people. I like to know what's going on in your operation and just learn about what you're doing because it's just a big learning process and that's why I really do enjoy it.
I think that's a great place to end this episode. And I really appreciate, again, the three of you taking the time to sit down and record this conversation. And to our members who made it all the way through, thank you for listening. We really appreciate that. If you have an idea for a future episode, please let me know. Until next time, thanks for listening.